Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In part 3 of the Using Network Monitor series, Principal Technical Account Manager Lex Thomas demos for us NetSH, a tool which allows us to look at data that's already provided by components built into Windows 7 or Windows Server. Tune in as he shows us how to capture traffic prior to encryption or through a reboot, as well as how traces are network monitor compatible. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barden, a senior IT pro evangelist here with Microsoft in Tampa, Florida. With me, I have back for episode 3, which is Lex Thomas, Principal Technical Account Manager for U.S. Premier Support out of Charlotte, North Carolina. How you doing, Lex?
Doing great. Glad to
Good.
Be back.
Well, welcome back, Mr. Netmon. We're going to take us through NetSH.
Yeah, today I'm going to be Mr. NetSH, I guess.
Perfect. Well, let's cover the bullet points there, what you're going to dig in there with NetSH.
Yeah, so we've talked previously about Network Monitor. I've given you guys a little bit of a heads up on how to use that tool, how filters work. We talked about NMCAP and how great NMCAP is. Those tools are awesome tools, but the architecture behind those tools dictates that they see what your net card sees, right? So the way that it works architecturally is you've got your net card, then your net card driver, and then you've got the network monitor capture driver, and then you've got the rest of the Indus stack. And so network monitor and NMCAP capture data very, very low in the architecture. NetSH, however, is a little bit different. NetSH is a tool that allows us to look at data that's provided by components in the OS. And so those components have to be written to output this data. And based on how those components are written, that determines how verbose we can get when we capture this, you know, specific traffic using NetSH. Today, what I'm going to concentrate on is capturing network traffic with NetSH. And I'll show you what a powerful tool this can actually be. Now, there are some things that we need to talk about up front. Number one, when I'm capturing data to an Office 365 server, email traffic, link traffic, et cetera, that traffic is going to be encrypted traffic. Because I'm sitting on the client machine that's attaching to those servers, and because I've logged in, it is absolutely secure for me to capture data from that console prior to encryption. And so NetSH will allow us to do that type of thing because it captures data at a higher layer. It captures it prior to it actually getting into the encryption tunnel, being encrypted and then sent across the wire. Sometimes we need that when we're troubleshooting Outlook-specific issues, right, that are not connectivity-based as much as they are functionality-based issues. And so we'll talk about that. NetSH is actually built in to numerous versions of Windows, XP 2003, I believe, 2000 may have had NetSH built in. I can't remember that far back. But it's absolutely built into Windows 7 and Windows 2008. And in Windows 7 and Windows 2008, we've really expanded its functionality.
The yeah, specifically when you get into I've seen some remoting stuff where you're using, you know, Core Server or using NetSH and PowerShell combinations.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And the really cool thing here is that there's nothing to install, right? You can, you know, somebody that doesn't even know this is installed on their box can call in, ask for support, and you don't have to send them a link to anything. You don't have to tell them to go to a website. All you have to do is tell them to open up a command prompt. And so that's what's really cool about this. It's also scriptable. I can write a batch file that, you know, captures network traffic. I can filter with it. I can show traffic from a specific provider or show traffic based on a specific scenario. So a provider is a component that outputs data that NetSH can collect. A scenario is a group of components that are tied together based on functionality, right? Like I can show internet client as, I can set internet client as my scenario. I can set internet server as my scenario. I can do net connection. I can do RPC. I can do direct access, and then only direct access related stuff is captured, right? So very, very powerful. I can capture traffic through a reboot. So I can set up NetSH. I can tell it to start capturing traffic. I can literally reboot the machine, and when the machine comes back up, it'll continue capturing traffic. So it survives a reboot, which is really cool, as long as I use the persistent switch. And anything that it captures, all that data is NetMon compatible. So I can pull up these files, they're ETL files, but I can pull them up in NetMon and actually look at that data in Network Monitor. And so that's a huge plus. Okay, so let me open up a command prompt here. And let me just show you how easy it is to start a NetSH trace. Right, so I'll just type in NetSH space trace space start. And then I'll just do a capture equals yes and hit enter. And I am actually capturing traffic. That's all I had to type in. Now, if I want to stop that, all I have to do is type in NetSH space trace space stop. It'll actually stop capturing. I'm just going to cut the path here. Paste it in. Whoops. Let's do it this way. And there's the trace file, nettrace.etl. So if I double click on that, we'll load Network Monitor.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Network Monitor, most people just associate with network traffic. A lot of people don't realize that you can look at these ETL files generated by NetSH with it as well. Yeah, so here we go, right? This is network traffic that we captured using NetSH. Now, one of the things that I did in a previous episode is we actually captured a session to an Office 365 server. And so what I want to do is I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to use NetSH to capture that traffic instead of using Network Monitor to capture that traffic. So I'm waiting for this to finish generating data. As you can see, it's still writing data. And what it does is it actually creates a huge CAB file that contains all of the information about a specific system. I don't need that data to look at the ETL file, which is why I didn't wait for this to finish. But it's doing that now, and it'll finish in just a second. So one of the things that I just talked about was NetSH's ability to capture data based on scenario. And this is really helpful if you only want traffic that's associated with specific types of transactions. So in this case, I'm going to do scenario equals internet client, and I'll just hit enter here. And so we're running, but we're only going to capture traffic generated by an internet client like Internet Explorer. So let me go ahead and log into email here. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and sign in. And there's my email. So I'm just going to minimize this. And I'm going to do a NetSH space trace space stop. And that'll stop the data collection process. And I'll just grab this path again because it's easier. And again, I don't have to wait for the data to collate. I can go ahead and just open up the net trace, and it's going to be that one based on the timestamp. And it'll open up here in just a second. It's a lot of data, so it'll take just a second to open up, but should be up here in just a matter of seconds. There we go. All right, so now if we take a look at this data, I've got stuff that we don't normally see in a standard network trace. It's all network-related traffic, but it's stuff that kind of happens higher up in the stack. So if I highlight this WinHTTP WebIO stuff, you can actually see things like UUIDs that we're connecting to. And this is these are application-level calls that we're making to the Exchange server, and it's totally unencrypted. So hang on just a second here. Let me find some data that would be interesting to you guys. Okay, so I can search through this data just like I can through data that we've collected with Network Monitor. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and load a filter here. This is the contains bin filter, which will allow me to look for a specific username. And that's helpful in troubleshooting connectivity issues to an Office 365 server, especially if it's traffic that involves a specific user. You can always look through the unencrypted data. And I've applied this already, and you can see that LexT is actually in here. There's my username, and there's my password. But what you guys don't know is that we stopped and actually changed my password in the trace so that you don't have my real password. But it would be there in clear text.
So don't even try it.
So don't even try it, because it's just not going to work. So hopefully that gives you a pretty good taste of some of the tools that you can use to capture network traffic.
That was great. That was great, Lex.
Yeah, cool.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Lex Thomas, Principal Technical Account Manager for the U.S. Premier Support at Charlotte, North Carolina. This is episode number 3 with NetSH, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Lex.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's always fun for me to do it. I love doing it, so anytime.
Well, thanks for being on IT Time, and I'm Blaine Barton, and that's a wrap.